Chapter 8, The Secret to the World. Lisa Nichols.
People have a tendency to look at the things that they want and say, yes, I like that, I want that. However, they look at the things that they don't want and they give just as much energy, if not more energy, with the idea that they can stamp it out, they can eliminate it, obliterate it. In our society, we've become content with fighting against cancer, fighting against poverty, fighting against drugs, fighting against terrorism, fighting against violence. We tend to fight everything we don't want.
Hale Dwoskin, teacher and author of The Sedona Method.
Anything we focus on, we do create. So if we're really angry, for instance, at a war that's going on, or strife, or suffering, we're adding our energy to it. We're pushing ourselves. And all that only creates resistance.
What you resist persists. Carl Jung.
Bob Doyle.
The reason that what you resist persists is because if you're resisting something, you're saying, no, I don't want this thing because it makes me feel this way, the way I'm feeling right now. So you're just putting out this really strong emotion of, wow, I really don't like this feeling, and it's there, and it just comes racing towards you.
Resistance to anything is like trying to change the outside pictures after they've been transmitted. It's a futile pursuit. You have to go within and emit a new signal with your thoughts and feelings to create the new pictures. As you resist what has appeared, you are adding more energy and more power to those pictures you don't like, and you are bringing more of them at a furious rate. The event or circumstances can only get bigger, because that is the law of the universe.
Jack Canfield.
The anti-war movement creates more war. The anti-drug movement has actually created more drugs, because we're focusing on what we don't want, drugs.
Lisa Nichols.
How much sense does it make for us to give the problem all of the energy, as opposed to focusing on trust, love, living in abundance, education, and peace?
Jack Canfield.
Mother Teresa was brilliant. She said, I will never attend an anti-war rally. If you have a peace rally, invite me. You know, she knew. She understood the secret. And look what she manifested in the world.
Hale Dwoskin.
So if you're anti-war, be pro-peace. If you're anti-hunger, be pro-people having more than enough to eat. If you're anti a particular politician, be pro his opponent. Often elections are tipped in the favor of the person that people are really against, because he's getting all the energy and all the focus.
Everything in this world began with one thought. The bigger things get bigger because more people give their thoughts to it after it has appeared. Then those thoughts and emotions keep that very event in our existence and make it bigger. If we took our minds off it and focused instead on love, it could not exist. It would evaporate and disappear.
Remember, and this is one of the most difficult as well as most wonderful statements to grasp. Remember that no matter what the difficulty is, no matter where it is, no matter who is affected, you have no patient but yourself. You have nothing to do but convince yourself of the truth which you desire to see manifested. Charles Honnell.
Jack Canfield.
It's okay to notice what you don't want, because that gives you contrast to say, well, this is what I do want. But the fact is that the more you talk about what you don't want, or talk about how bad it is, read about all of that all the time, and then say, oh, how terrible it is, well, you're creating more of that.
You cannot help the world by focusing on the negative things. As you focus on the negative events of the world, you not only add to them, but you bring more negative things into your own life at the same time. When the pictures have appeared of something you do not want, it is your cue to change your thinking and emit a new signal. If it is a world situation, you are not powerless. You have all the power. Focus on everybody being in joy. Focus on abundance of food. Give your powerful thoughts to what is wanted. You have the ability to give so much to the world by emitting feelings of love and well-being despite what is happening around you.
James Ray.
So many times people say to me, well, James, I have to be informed. Maybe you have to be informed, but you don't have to be inundated.
When I discovered The Secret, I made a decision that I would not watch the news or read newspapers anymore because it did not make me feel good. The news services and the newspapers are not in any way to blame for broadcasting bad news. As a global community, we are responsible for it. We buy more newspapers when a huge drama is the headline. The news channel's ratings skyrocket when there is a national or international disaster. So the newspapers and news services give us more bad news because as a society, that's what we are saying we want. The media is effect and we are cause. It is just the law of attraction in action. The news services and newspapers will change what they deliver to us when we emit a new signal and focus on what we want.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Learn to become still and to take your attention away from what you don't want and all the emotional charge around it and place the attention on what you wish to experience. Energy flows where attention goes.
Think truly, and thy thoughts shall the world's famine feed. Horatio Bonar.
Are you beginning to see the phenomenal power you have in this world just through your existence? As you focus on the good things, you feel good, and you are bringing more good things to the world. At the same time, you are bringing more good things into your own life. When you feel good, you uplift your life and you uplift the world. The law is perfection in operation.
Dr. John DeMartini.
I always say when the voice and the vision on the inside become more profound and more clear and loud than the opinions on the outside, you've mastered your life.
Lisa Nichols.
It's not your job to change the world or the people around you. It's your job to go with the flow inside of the universe and to celebrate it inside the world that exists.
You are the master of your life, and the universe is answering your every command. Don't become mesmerized by the pictures that have appeared if they are not what you want. Take responsibility for them, make light of them if you can, and let them go. Then think new thoughts of what you want, feel them, and be grateful that it is done.
The universe is abundant. Dr. Joe Vitale.
One of the questions I get almost all the time, and it's probably on somebody's mind right now if it's not on yours, and that's the idea that, if everybody uses The Secret and they all treat the universe like a catalog, aren't we going to run out of stuff? Won't everybody just make a run for it and bust the bank?
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
What's beautiful about the teaching of The Great Secret is that there's more than enough to go around for everyone. There is a lie that acts like a virus within the mind of humanity. And that lie is, there's not enough good to go around. There's lack, and there's limitation, and there's just not enough. That lie has people living in fear, greed, stinginess, and those thoughts of fear, greed, stinginess, and lack become their experience. So the world has taken a nightmare pill. Now the truth is, there's more than enough good to go around. There's more than enough creative ideas. There's more than enough power. There's more than enough love. There's more than enough joy. All of this begins to come through a mind that is aware of its own infinite nature.
To think there is not enough is to look at the outside pictures and think that everything comes from the outside. When you do that, you will most surely see lack and limitation. You now know that nothing comes into existence from the outside, and that everything first comes from thinking and feeling it on the inside. Your mind is the creative power of all things. So how can there be any lack? It's impossible. Your ability to think is unlimited, and so the things you can think into existence are unlimited. And so it is with everyone. When you truly know this, you are thinking from a mind that is aware of its own infinite nature.
James Ray.
Every great teacher who's ever walked the planet has told us that life was meant to be abundant.
The essence of this law is that you must think abundance, see abundance, feel abundance, believe abundance. Let no thought of limitation enter your mind. Robert Collier.
John Assaraf.
And so, just when we think that resources are dwindling, we find new resources to achieve the same things.
The true story of a Belize oil team is an inspiring example of the power of the human mind to bring forth resources. The directors of Belize Natural Energy Limited were trained by the eminent Dr. Tony Quinn, who specializes in humanistic physiology training. With Dr. Quinn's mind power training, the directors were confident that their mental picture of Belize being a successful oil-producing country would be achieved. They took a brave step forward to drill for oil in an area of the country called Spanish Lookout, and in one short year, their dream and vision became a reality. Belize Natural Energy Limited discovered oil of the highest quality in abundant flows where 50 other companies had failed to find any. Belize has become an oil-producing country because an extraordinary team of people believed in the unlimited power of their mind. Nothing is limited, not resources or anything else. It is only limited in the human mind. When we open our minds to the unlimited creative power, we will call forth abundance and see and experience a whole new world.
Dr. John DeMartini.
And so even though we say we have lack, it's because we don't open up our vision and see all of what's around us.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You know, when everybody starts to live from their heart and go for what they want, they don't go for the same things. That's the beauty of this. We don't all want BMWs. We don't all want the same person. We don't all want the same experiences. We don't all want the same clothing. We don't all want fill in the blank.
You are here on this glorious planet endowed with this wonderful power to create your life. There are no limits to what you can create for you because your ability to think is unlimited. But you cannot create other people's lives for them. You cannot think for them, and if you try to force your opinions on others, you will only attract like forces to you. So let all others create the life they want.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
There's enough for everyone. If you believe it, if you can see it, if you act from it, it will show up for you. That's the truth.
If you have any lack, if you are prey to poverty or disease, it is because you do not believe or do not understand the power that is yours. It is not a question of the universe giving to you. It offers everything to everyone. There is no partiality. Robert Collier.
The universe offers all things to all people through the law of attraction. You have the ability to choose what you want to experience. Do you want there to be enough for you and for everyone? Then choose that and know there is abundance of all things. There is an unlimited supply. There is so much magnificence. Each of us has the ability to tap into that unlimited, invisible supply through our thoughts and feelings and bring it into our experience. So choose for you, because you're the only one who can.
Lisa Nichols.
Everything that you want, all the bliss, all the joy, all the love, all of the abundance, all of the prosperity, it's there, ready and waiting for you to grab a hold of it. Now, you got to get hungry for it. You have to want it. You got to be intentional. And when you become intentional and on fire for what you want, the universe will deliver you every single thing that you've been wanting. Recognize the beautiful and wonderful things around you and bless and praise them. And on the other side, the things that aren't currently working the way you want them to work, don't spend your energy faulting or complaining. Embrace everything that you want so you can get more of it.
Lisa's wise words to praise and bless the things around you are worth their weight in gold. Praise and bless everything in your life. When you are praising or blessing, you are on the highest frequency of love. In the Bible, the Hebrews used the act of blessing to bring forth health, wealth, and happiness. They knew the power of blessing. For many people, the only time they have blessed someone was when they sneezed, and so they have not used one of the greatest powers to their full advantage. The dictionary defines blessing as invoking divine favor and conferring well-being or prosperity. So begin right now to invoke the power of blessing in your life and bless everything and everyone. Likewise with praising, for when you are praising someone or something, you are giving love. And as you emit that magnificent frequency, it will return to you 100-fold. Praising and blessing dissolves all negativity, so praise and bless your enemies. If you curse your enemies, the curse will come back to harm you. If you praise and bless them, you will dissolve all negativity and discord, and the love of the praising and blessings will return to you. As you praise and bless, you will feel yourself shift into a new frequency with the feedback of good feelings.
Dr. Dennis Waitley.
Most of the leaders in the past missed the great part of the secret, which is empowering and sharing with others. This is the best time to have ever been alive in history. It's the first time we've ever had the power to gain knowledge at our fingertips.
With this knowledge, you are becoming aware of the truth of the world and yourself. My greatest insights into the sacred on the subject of the world came from the teachings of Robert Collier, Prentice Mulford, Charles Harnell, and Michael Bernard Beckwith. With that understanding came total freedom. I truly hope that you can come to the place of that same freedom. If you can, then through your existence and the power of your thoughts, you will bring the greatest good to this world and to the future of all humankind.
Secret summaries. What you resist, you attract, because you are powerfully focused on it with emotion. To change anything, go within and emit a new signal with your thoughts and feelings. You cannot help the world by focusing on the negative things. As you focus on the world's negative events, you not only add to them, but you also bring more negative things into your own life. Instead of focusing on the world's problems, give your attention and energy to trust, love, abundance, education, and peace. We will never run out of good things because there's more than enough to go around for everyone. Life is meant to be abundant. You have the ability to tap into the unlimited supply through your thoughts and feelings and bring it into your experience. Praise and bless everything in the world, and you will dissolve negativity and discord and align yourself with the highest frequency, love.